From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. What with two wars, rising unemployment, mortgage defaults, terror threats, the federal deficit, and rising health care costs, I think we can all be excused for not worrying enough about Greece and Portugal. But yesterday, when the stock market had its worst day in months, the reason, it seems, was profligate government spending. Not here, but in Greece, also in Portugal and Spain. Those are all countries in the European Union that use the euro as their currency. Their governments are all running big deficits. And it seems that what goes around the periphery of the eurozone comes around to Wall Street. To help explain what's going on, we're joined now by Stacey Marie Ishmael of the Financial Times in London. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And first, is the fear here that Greece or Portugal, whose parliament today rejected an austerity package, might actually default on some government debt?
That is definitely the concern. You could argue that it's a little bit overstated because there is the implicit possibility that the European Union might actually bail out either Greece or Portugal were it to come to that. But there is definitely a fear that all's not well in the eurozone.
How big a problem would it be if the Greeks defaulted and the EU did not come to their aid?
Well, let me put it this way. Greece has 300 billion euro in debt outstanding, as in to foreign creditors, which is a sizable chunk of cash. Greek debt, European debt, is held by other governments. It's held by institutional investors. It's held by various banks across the world. And if there were to actually be a significant sovereign default, you know, that has ramifications for two reasons. People trust governments to pay their debts back. You know, one of the things as a country that you do is issue debt, and people trust that you're going to pay that back. And the second thing is, if they don't pay that back, not only have they breached the trust of the international community, but they're putting financial institutions in, you know, themselves in danger.
Now, these are countries that use the euro, and I'd like you to walk us through, the state of European economic integration in this case. In the U.S., we use dollars everywhere from Florida to Hawaii, but economic policy, for all, comes from Washington. In the eurozone, mm-hmm. the Germans, the Greeks, the Portuguese may all use the euro, but then they all make economic policy independently.
Not exactly. Within the eurozone, there is one central bank, mm-hmm. and the central bank decides interest rates for every member of the eurozone.
So monetary policy is decided centrally.
Monetary policy is exactly the same. But fiscal policy, is slightly different. And that leads to questions of, well, how sustainable is that? Because it's quite difficult to do one when you don't have control of the other.
Well, so far, what's the reading of what's happened in Greece, Portugal, Spain, Ireland, wherever else, as far as the sustainability of the system?
Sustainability, the least optimistic scenario is that it simply doesn't work. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, there were questions over whether Greece would even stay in the eurozone or whether it would pull out just to give itself the kind of fiscal and monetary stability and independence that it would really need to sort out its economic problems. On the other hand, if it were to pull out, you know, and things were to actually continue going badly within the economy itself, then there wouldn't be sort of the big brother European Central Bank to bail it out. So it's sort of a rock and a hard place as far as Greece is concerned.
Well, when the euro weakens, as it has, because of something that Portugal or Greece or Spain does or does not do, does that mean that inevitably it will be up to the more solvent and conservative eurozone members, say France, Germany, to assist the others and come to their aid?
That is the logical conclusion of the way that things are structured right now, yes.
And are the Germans, say, enthusiastic about that prospect?
I wouldn't go so far as to call Chancellor Merkel enthusiastic about the prospect of having to bail out one of the less fiscally responsible eurozone members. But there have been sort of competing messages on this. Some countries have seemed to express a willingness to at least pledge support for, you know, if things were to get really bad in Greece, then all right, we'll think about it. Some other countries have been much less forthright or, you know, downright negative, saying, well, no, this was not a problem. They got themselves into this. So the market is really very confused right now over how to read those signals.
Well, Stacey Marie Ishmael of the Financial Times, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks very much for having me.